This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to cover a lot of news this hour. We got an article that went up on InfoWars.com earlier today. Hillary Clinton says, your kids belong to the state. Of course, this is something we've heard before from the Democrats, you know, that foolish idea, Melissa Harris Perry, you know, that your kids belong to you. No, they don't. And we're going to give you some news articles to tell you exactly why they don't. It's very, very clear if you stop and think about it. The government doesn't think that they belong to you. The government thinks that the village is going to raise your children. We've got an article that's breaking today that was on the Drudge Report about Maryland throwing a bunch of kids out of school because they don't like their vaccination record. Okay, that's just one small example of what's going on. We're going to talk about a lot of those different aspects. We're going to talk about what's going on in North Carolina, the hypocrisy behind this fight and this push by the Obama administration that's going on there. That's the tip of the spear there. But of course, it was North Carolina where Hillary Clinton went, and perhaps she thought that because of that, she was going to get a great deal of love. Well, nobody really showed up. It's a very small group of people that were there. And as they were there, I want to play this clip again. Alex played this earlier. Hecklers screaming at Hillary Clinton. Let's play her warm reception there at this tiny rally.
People like me, we're lucky. When I'm under the feather.
Yeah.
Now,
we beat that out.
Conversation, and other people can wave their arms and their signs, but I want you to think with me for a minute about how I certainly feel lucky when I'm under the weather. I can afford to take a few.
Yeah, right. And you know, we beat that out, so we can't play that on the radio. It's basically F Hillary as she was going in there. Other people were yelling out to her, "You suck." Okay, that was North Carolina, and interestingly enough, even 538, this is yet another state, 538 had been calling North Carolina for Hillary Clinton for quite some time. And, of course, 538 really hates Donald Trump. I mean, Nate Silver has consistently underestimated Donald Trump's support. But even there, they're saying that who will win North Carolina right now? They've got Trump with a 9-point lead over Hillary Clinton, 54.5 to 45.5 in North Carolina. There's good reasons for that. I don't think that North Carolina is a purple state. They call it a toss-up state, a must-win state. If you look at the state government there, they've got a Republican governor, both senators are Republican, the majority of the congressmen as well as the House. Everything is Republicans throughout North Carolina, but they consistently want to portray it as a purple state. Now, I think that the real story that they're not talking about are states like Colorado that are now moving towards Trump, states like Michigan that are now a toss-up. And so even Politico comes out and says Trump cracks the Electoral College lock. They say if the election were held today, Donald Trump would apparently win roughly as many electoral votes as Hillary Clinton, who held a commanding lead in early August and seemed to be closing off all possible Trump routes to a 270 electoral push. And even they come in and say a slightly more aggressive estimate would even add Nevada and North Carolina. They're saying that they're essentially tied, but they're not even putting North Carolina in that column. That is Politico. That's the way they spin this. Remember everybody wringing their hands and saying it's all over for Trump just a couple of weeks ago. And now that lead, according to their own rigged metrics, has vanished. And now Trump is ahead nationally and ahead in these battleground states. And they still won't talk about the collapse of Hillary Clinton. Instead, what we get from places like the Atlantic is how Bernie Sanders diehards echo the conspiracy theories of the right. See, they're actually looking at this objectively, criticizing Hillary Clinton, calling them out on the lies, the obvious lies about her health issues, and their conspiracy theorists. When is the left going to realize that doesn't work anymore? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
You found it, the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. There's been a lot of news today, and of course we had Donald Trump come out and address the birther issue, which Hillary Clinton camp raised again, as Joel Gilbert, our guest in the last half hour, pointed out. They did this simply because they want to try to spin this as a racist issue. But the issue is the economy, and Donald Trump is gaining ground with the black community because he's gone to places like Flint, Michigan. He's pointed out to them, these policies are destroying you. They're destroying your community, but they're destroying you personally. And they understand that. So then, of course, the left comes up with these labels, okay, like birther and so forth and so on. And he handled it, I thought, brilliantly. He came out and said, you know what? Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. That's what Donald Trump said. He said, I finished it. I finished it. In other words, I got him to release the birth certificate. That finished it. He says, she's the one that started it. She was incapable or unable to finish it. That's the way it worked out. But I got him to release his birth certificate. So now we have a big statement. I hope you're going to be watching, okay? And as we pointed out in the article at InfoWars.com, it was Hillary who also further stoked the issue with a 60 Minutes interview where she told Steve Croft that Obama was not a Muslim. Well, as far as I know, as far as I know. Okay, keep it going. That's the way she rolls. But I want to talk a little bit about what else is happening in politics. This article really caught my attention today from The Hill. Libertarian Party asks for a national security briefing. I thought that was kind of funny, especially with the Aleppo controversy that we just had. I guess Gary Johnson wants to get to the very bottom of this Aleppo question once and for all. What is Aleppo? Do you guys have that clip, the what is Aleppo thing? Okay, let's play that.
Its biggest university is Boise State.
What is Aleppo?
No. Cue the deer and antelope. This is Kansas's state song.
What is Aleppo?
No. A Liberian warlord known as General Butt Naked inspired an antagonist in this recent musical about missionaries in Africa.
Aleppo.
You are wrong. Heinrich Heine.
Okay, let's hold it right there. That's a great parody that the Daily Beast did. But, of course, he was asked about Aleppo, and he just comes back, what is Aleppo? And the guy says, are you kidding me? Okay, look, I understand a lot of libertarians understand from the standpoint that we don't need a president who is the ruler of the world, who is going everywhere, starting wars everywhere. And actually, Donald Trump came out and said, I'm not running for president of the world. I'm running for president of the United States. So we don't want or need an interventionist president. But at the same time, the Aleppo situation was getting very hot in the summer of 2012 when Gary Johnson was running the last time. So if you're going to get a briefing on national security for the libertarians, maybe you could at the same time arrange a briefing for them on the Constitution and how that works, how the Second Amendment works, what the purpose of the Second Amendment is. Give them a history lesson at the same time, a briefing on that. Maybe you could brief them on economics and on trade and the history of what has happened since NAFTA. There's a lot of briefings that Weld and Gary Johnson need, okay, beyond Aleppo. But they do make a valid point, I think. They say, well, you know, there's only three tickets. It'll be on the ballot in all 50 states and so forth. I should get a security briefing. I think they need all the help that they can get. But I would like to see debates opened up somewhat. I think that's a very high bar. You know, it's not Donald Trump that Gary Johnson is hurting, actually. It's Hillary Clinton. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, 4 years ago, when we were interviewing Gary Johnson, he came across to me as a social justice warrior. All he was really concerned at the time with was homosexual marriage. He wasn't concerned about the TSA. He wasn't concerned about dragnet surveillance and the stuff that was going on with that. He wasn't concerned about any of that stuff, okay? He wasn't concerned about the emerging police state. Instead, he was concerned about the same kind of social justice warrior issues that the left had. And now they've doubled down. He described Weld as the original libertarian when he was getting the nomination and wanted this guy who has opposed, has supported as governor of Massachusetts, all kinds of gun control issues opposing the Second Amendment. That is where these guys are. And now we've got Politico saying that Gary Johnson is cutting into Clinton's lead. See, they thought he was going to cut into Donald Trump's lead, except that the things that would appeal to conservatives and constitutionalists and real libertarians, not the LP, but real libertarians, all of those issues, like the Second Amendment, he's abandoned. They've abandoned, that ticket has abandoned those libertarian principles. And as we start to see how this is working out, saying, I'm going to support the idea that you, the government, can hold a gun to a to the head of a baker or a photographer and tell them, you must serve this customer over here. Even in the debates when they came out and one of the other candidates said, so would you force a Jewish baker to bake a Nazi cake? And said, oh, yeah, absolutely I would. It's like you have absolutely no idea about what private property or individual freedom is about if you say that. You just don't support individual liberty if you come up with that sort of thing. So as I point out, he was never supposed to be a problem for Hillary Clinton, but he is, to the point that Clinton, this is from The Hill, wants Al Gore to warn voters about voting for third party. See the way this is working out? Even more so to Donald Trump's advantage. We now have both Jill Stein and the Libertarian Party becoming clones of the Democrats, clones, especially the libertarians, not so much Jill Stein being a clone of the globalist. She supports climate change, which is a globalist tool. You know, we can look at this and say, well, are they going to take over the economy, take our sovereignty away using the climate treaties or the trade treaties or whatever? So she's a mixed bag on some of those tactics that they're using. But understand that both of these candidates now, both the Libertarian Party and the Green Party, are essentially clones of the Democrats. And they're going to take votes away from Hillary Clinton once people get past the labels, if you get past the idea that the Libertarian Party no longer supports under this ticket, no longer supports individual liberty. If you can get past the idea of the Green Party, then you, if you look at the dig down and look at their policies, you're going to see that they're clones of Hillary Clinton. I said for a long time, you know, that Gary Johnson was essentially a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton, coming out all the time, attacking Donald Trump personally, ad hominem attacks against him, and praising Hillary Clinton. And now we're seeing the results of this. You know, that's a stalking horse tactic. Remember, I've talked about that before. If you've ever seen Jeremiah Johnson, one of my all-time favorite movies, Robert Redford, and then he's being schooled about how to survive out in the wilderness with the old mountain man, Will Greer, Greer. And so he's telling him how to hunt a bear. And he goes, all right, we're going to get behind this horse, and we're going to use it as cover. That's the classic example of a stalking horse. You know, they put the gun up on the back of the horse to shoot the bear. And the new guy, the greenhorn, Robert Redford, says he's going to see our legs. And he says, a bear don't know how many legs a horse has got. And that's the thing. The voters don't know how many legs the globalists have. But now they're being hoisted by their own petard. They put this guy out there. They funded him. He's gotten a lot of money. He's running a lot of ads, Gary Johnson is. They funded this guy, and now he's siphoning votes from their own candidate. Hillary Clinton is getting kicked in the head by her own stalking horse. This lady can't get a break. I could almost feel sorry for her. Nah, I'm not sorry for her. Not at all. Okay. In the amount of time we've got left before we go to the break, I real quickly want to go over some of these metrics. Now, stay with me, because this is something you need to understand. This policy was up on Donald Trump's website for the longest time. And I understand he talks to people at a third or fourth grade level. People don't want to hear facts and figures. So, you know, he will go to the New York Economic Club in Manhattan, and he'll lay out the details. And he'll get some coverage of this. But it is a very important plan on principle. So we don't have to get down into drill down into a lot of the details and principle. Just understand that whenever taxes are simplified, whenever taxes are lowered, that is a good thing, boys and girls. That's a good thing. Okay? When you talk about how you're struggling economically, you don't need to have the government come in with a lot of mandates that are going to make it so expensive for the businesses that they're going to have to fire you, or they're going to have to cut your hours down to where you're now a part-time employee because they can't afford to pay the fatwas of insurance for you, okay, the mandates on government insurance that are being mandated. You cannot mandate prosperity, okay? That's why when all these governors get up and talk about all the jobs that they created in the debates, it's baloney. Governments don't create jobs, except in Washington, where they create massive bureaucracies. Okay, that's one of the things he wants to cut as well. Governments don't create jobs. What they do is get out of the way and let people who want to take the risk build it. See, they didn't build it. Obama, you didn't build it. Okay, the people who took the risk, who invested their money, who did the hard work, built it. And what Donald Trump is saying, he understands as being one of those people. He understands that if we get government out of the way, we're going to have prosperity. And we have seen it, as I said before. We saw it under JFK. We saw it under Ronald Reagan. When they simplify and cut the taxes, we see job creation from businesses. And you see your take-home income increase. That's the key. It's not having a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour. It's what are you really going to take home? Do you have a job? And do you have any money left after the government takes a slice? Okay? That's the key metric here. Think of it in the simple statements about that. That is the big overview. He also understands what's going on with China. One of the things he says, I'm going to instruct the U.S. Trade Representative to bring trade cases against China. China's unfair subsidy behavior is prohibited, by the terms of its entrance into the World Trade Organization, and I intend to enforce those rules. If China doesn't stop its illegal activities, including theft of American trade secrets and intellectual property, I will apply countervailing duties until China ceases and desists. As somebody who has competed against the China price, which involves not only the theft of intellectual property and patents, but also involves currency manipulation, slave labor, he understands what the China price is. He understands the unfairness of it, okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You take a mortal man and put him in
country.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about Australia is about to dump the United Nations, okay? They're not about to. I'll put it this way. They're gaining momentum. It's a movement in Australia to get rid of the United Nations. See, that's why the globalists are in such dire straits. We've got Juncker wringing his hands about the demise of the European Union's superstate. He's talking about galloping populace. Yeah, galloping like Paul Revere. The globalists are coming. Yeah, actually, the globalists are receding. The globalists are receding, but we need to press on with this. And so even in Australia, they're moving to dump the UN. I want to talk about that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that we have that are going to be expiring very soon. This is how we fund our operation. We are upfront about what we do, folks. Very transparent. We try to get the best products we can, products that we are proud to carry here, products we don't have to be ashamed of to sell to an advertiser, say, you know, I'm not really, these people are buying ads from us, but I'm not really happy with this. No, we go out and Alex finds the very best stuff he can get, and we put it out there to help you to prepare for your family, to provide for your health, and for your family's health. So what do we got today? We've got 30% to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended that sale for you. Again, you'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's our high-quality, super high-quality, made-in-the-U.S. storable foods. They have a shelf life of 25 years. Even after you open these and start to use them, they've got resealable bags. All of it made in the U.S., non-GMO, okay? Good quality food that will last for 25 years. 30 to 40% off. That's a huge discount. That's not going to last much longer. We've already extended that once, and it's about done. Also ending soon, 20% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. Both of those sales will be ending very soon. So take advantage of those to support our operation and also to provide for your health and your family's health. Let's take a look at this. You know, we've got the United Nations. People in Australia are pushing back against this. People are waking up all over the world to what the globalists have been doing to us. And when you look at this, and what we're talking, we're going to talk about in the next segment, we're going to talk about the efforts of the people like Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and others to try to get this whole idea that it takes a village to raise your children. Remember, that was Hillary Clinton. That alone should cause you to work adamantly to make sure this woman does not get into the presidency. A woman who thinks that the rules don't apply to her, as we heard from the Secret Service agent that guarded the family for 12 years. We heard that from him earlier today. And the woman who thinks that not only did the rules not apply to her, but she should be raising your children. As a matter of fact, I heard this over and over again. It was absolutely amazing when Michelle Obama was speaking at the DNC. She just kept talking about how we needed Hillary to raise our kids for these next 8 years. And she wasn't just talking about her being a role model. No, she was talking about her raising the kids. So we've got an article at InfoWars.com. We talk about that and other issues about raising your children. But as we're looking at what's going on with the United Nations, understand that the war on drugs, which has been the root cause of our militarized police state, the root cause of our prison state, we have more people in prison than any other country in history. All of that is coming from the war on drugs. And where did the war on drugs come from? Not Richard Nixon in 1971, but the United Nations in 1961. They wrote the schedules. They put the drugs in the schedules. They created the template and handed it to Richard Nixon. 10 years later, he stamps it and puts it into effect, just like we've got the American Legislative Council and other people that are writing the laws for state legislatures and say, you know, here, just put your name in the state that you signed at the bottom, put the name of the state at the top, and we've already written the laws for you. Well, the United Nations did that with the war on drugs. And I got to say to the conservatives, I don't want my children doing drugs. I don't want to do drugs. That's not why I'm saying we need to end prohibition. I'm saying prohibition in and of itself is an evil thing. I've talked to law enforcement against prohibition many times. Jim Gearock is one of the people that I've talked to there. I interviewed him many times. These are former prosecutors, police officers, who really wanted to see drug abuse and addiction stop. They bought into the idea that it could be done by force, that the right way to do this was with a hammer or with a cocked gun or shooting people. Okay, all it did was exacerbate the problem. All it did was create new problems of a corrupt police department, of a militarized police department, of a prison state, of a loss of the rule of law, of civil asset forfeiture, where the government can take your property without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty. That is the fruit of the United Nations. And I have to say to conservatives, if you reject the idea, and you should, we're going to talk about this in the next segment, the fact that kids belong to the state, that it takes a village to raise kids. If you reject that idea, and you should wholeheartedly, understand that it does not take a village, it does not take the state to keep your kids off drugs. It takes you. It takes you. It's a hard work. It's not guaranteed. But the state can't do it. We've had 45 years of that failed process. You only can keep your kids off.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and
hide. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In this segment, we want to talk about who owns your kids. But before we do, I want to finish up where we were on the galloping populists. This is the EU executive branch, the head of the European Commission. That's the executive branch of the European Union. This is Jean-Claude Juncker, who also came into some criticisms up on Drudge Report. Is Juncker drunker? not debate about people saying he said, oh, no, I just have a silly walk. You know, I guess he's attended that Institute for Silly Walking that John Cleese had. He said, I'm not really drunk. I don't really. And Hillary's not really sick. OK, but he did coin an interesting phrase, I thought. He got up and he decried the galloping populism that is causing an existential crisis for the globalists. We'll take that. There's a global Paul Revere movement that is out there, and I think that's great. We're warning people what the globalists are doing, and people are waking up, just as I mentioned in the last segment. Australians are moving, and there's a movement that is gaining momentum in Australia to dump the United Nations. You know, this is how bad it is for the United Nations. They are scraping the bottom of the barrel. They are desperate. We got Juncker saying that it's an existential crisis because of this galloping populism. And here in America, we see that Obama is so desperate that he's turning to John Kasich for help to sell the TPP. This is a meeting going on today, according to The Hill. Kasich, John Kasich, former Republican presidential candidate, and in case you didn't notice, he was so milquetoast. You may not have noticed him. He was that guy that just kept showing up at the debates between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, even though he didn't show up in the polls. Didn't show up in the election results, but he kept showing up at the debates. John Kasich, former Republican presidential candidate, will show up again. He's going to be at a bipartisan meeting of globalists on Friday at the White House to tout the benefits of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, it's worked out so well for us. We should have another NAFTA. Yeah, it's just great. Just great, isn't it? We should have another one of those written in secret by multinational corporations. This one will have a committee that will be international in nature, and they will be able to define which countries will have which industries and to what extent will be allowed to have an economy. Okay, so let's just turn that over to some unelected people that we don't know anything about. You know, just like pointed out earlier, I guess it was about a week or so ago, I learned it for the first time, that on the New York Fed board, you know, the Fed, that private organization that manages our economy and decides when the economy is going to go up and when it's going to go down, how much money they're going to print to stimulate the economy, or they're going to withhold it, or they're going to raise or lower taxes, or rather interest rates, maybe taxes too. But they make all these choices, okay? Most of that's coming from the New York Fed. And on the board of the New York Fed, we've got the Turkish CEO that runs Chobani Greek Yogurt, and he's not an American citizen. Lee Stranahan of Breitbart's been camping out in Twin Falls, Idaho. We talked to him on the fourth hour about 10 days ago about what he was doing. And he said, we couldn't see that he was an American citizen, even though he's on the New York Federal Reserve Board. So the Federal Reserve is not federal anymore, as we always say, no more federal than Federal Express. It's a private organization. And not only that, but the people on it don't even need to be Americans to set our foreign policy. And so Lee Stranahan called his people and said, is he an American citizen? We want to get the record straight. Is he an American citizen? And the reply was, no comment. No comment on whether he's an American citizen or not? I would take that as a resounding no. Okay, so today we've got Obama, desperate to get this TPP deal sold, is going to bring in the big guns, Kasich. And he's going to be there with Michael Bloomberg, with former Treasury Secretary under George W. Bush, Hank Paulson, and other bipartisan globalists who want to turn your economy over to unknown globalist billionaires. You know, the same anonymous people that wrote this thing in the first place. And the case that came out said, you know, I'm probably not going to vote for Trump. Probably not. We'll have to win this one without John Kasich. Well, it'll be a struggle, but I think we can do it. I think that John Kasich is basically one of the most irrelevant people. Why he keeps getting press here, I just don't get. Okay, so before we leave the UN, before we leave the globalists and move on to who's going to raise your kids, this story, and it was covered by Ashley last night on the nightly news, we covered it, about Kratom, okay? And the headline from the Washington Post, I think, says it all. The DEA wants to ban another plant. Think about that. The DEA wants to ban another plant. Where do they get the authority to ban anything, especially a natural plant? All right? Now, yes, we can concentrate things. You know, we can take a grape and we can make very concentrated wine or other spirits out of corn, other things like that. Okay, so, yeah, I understand that. And I understand that alcohol was a bad thing, and also understand how alcohol prohibition was a total failure. It made everything worse, including addiction. People started selling more concentrated forms of alcohol because of prohibition. We had the rise of organized crime. We saw that. The war on drugs that we have in this country that was created by the United Nations has been going on for 45 years. It has created far more negative side effects than alcohol prohibition did. And yet we continue to go down that path, okay? We continue never to even ask why we needed a constitutional amendment to ban alcohol. Why did they need that? We have two amendments that have about, what is it, 23, 24 amendments. I'm sorry, I don't know. But about 10% of the amendments are about alcohol prohibition. One of them creating it, the other one overturning it. Why? Because the federal government had no authority. If you follow the Constitution, if you understand the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, it says if we don't expressly have this authority, you don't have it. Okay, if it's not expressly given to you by the states, by the people, you don't have it. You can't derive it. You can't expand the government in those ways. So they had to pass a constitutional amendment before they could ban alcohol. And yet now we have a regulatory agency, the DEA. These are not people that we even elect. These are bureaucrats passing laws, unelected represent. We have legislation without representation. That's what all these bureaucracies are doing. Legislation without representation. One of the things that Donald Trump said he wanted to do was to get rid of the EPA Waters Act, or, you know, basically says all your water belong to us. Okay. They took control over all water. And they say we own all water now. Okay. They don't have the authority to do that. They don't have the constitutional authority to do that, and they should not be writing the laws. That should be done by the Congress, and yet they abdicate that authority to the bureaucracy. So first of all, they shouldn't be writing laws. But secondly, they don't have the constitutional authority to ban anything, to ban anything. We let them do it because conservatives so often think, and rightfully so, you don't want to see your kids addicted to harmful substances. But you have to understand that it is a spiritual issue. It is a psychological issue. It is a medical issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. I don't want to see my children addicted. I don't want to be addicted myself. That's why I never did drugs. Why I don't drink, okay? So all you people, every time I talk about this, you want to say, oh, you're just a pothead who wants to smoke. It's like nothing could be further from the truth. I'm not the least bit interested in any of this stuff. You know what? If I was interested in marijuana, I wouldn't have any problem getting it, would I? Guess what? Your kids don't have any problem getting marijuana in the schoolyards either after 45 years of prohibition. Their problem is that they're likely to get shot by competing rival gangs who are participating in the black market. You understand? You understand? You haven't done anything for them. Prohibition doesn't do anything for them. Okay, so let's talk about who's going to be raising your kids. There was a story on the Drudge Report from a Hollywood reporter, a competing story between two rival films based on the same kidnapping tale. Steven Spielberg is going to be doing one, and the other one will be done by Harvey Weinstein. It's actually the exact same story. As I pointed out in Hollywood Reporter, it's an intriguing twist to the story about a six-year-old Italian boy who in 1858 was taken from his Jewish parents by the police so they could raise him as Catholic. And so both Spielberg and Harvey Weinstein are Jewish, so they see that and it's like, oh, okay, this is great, okay? But they look at this and it's like, look at this anti-Semitism here. They would actually kidnap a child so they could raise him to not be Jewish. And they're so taken by this story, and it is an outrageous story. But they're so taken by it that they're both going to do a movie on it and compete with each other on the same story. Now, understand that the government has done that with the American Indians as well. They put the American Indians on reservations, and then they kidnapped their kids and took them to boarding schools so they would not be raised in the culture, the religion, the society of their parents. And I have to ask you, has the government kidnapped your child? Have you willfully turned over your child to the government so that instead of raising them as Jewish, they can raise them as Catholic? Or instead of raising them as Christian, they can raise them as secular humanists? Or so they can confuse them about their sexual orientation? Okay. We have a story from the Drudge Report I had it up here on the desk. I don't see it. But first grade, they're talking to the kids, you know, giving them a book, She Becomes He or something like that, okay? That's where they are now. It wasn't that long ago that you had parents in Massachusetts. I remember very distinctly the case of one individual going in and getting arrested because he went to his kid's school. Yeah, from he to she in first grade. That's the story right there, okay? Now, go back to this story, decade, 15 years ago, okay? In Massachusetts, they were teaching young children, first grade, that sort of thing, sex education classes, heterosexual sex, okay? Then, hey, get over the homosexual LGBT stuff and everything right now. Just think about this. Do first graders need to be taught by the state about sex? Do you need to be letting them do that as their parent? One parent said, I don't want my kid in these classes. He found out about it. He goes to the school. They arrested him for going to the school to talk to them about this. And they said, once you turn over your child to the state, you have surrendered them to the authority, to the state. And the doctrine, they actually have a legal term for it, in loco parentis, in place of the parents, in loco parentis. You can look it up. You can look at the court decisions. They said, nope, you brought your kid to school, you gave him to us, and we're going to do whatever we want, okay? This had absolutely nothing to do with the LGBT stuff. This is simply a parent saying, this is not appropriate at this age, I don't want you doing it. They weren't trying to change the kid's sexual orientation or any of that stuff. Just said, I don't want you talking to my kid about this at this point. See, that's the point. We have surrendered our kids to the state. And we have people like Hillary Clinton who want to kidnap our kids. Hillary Clinton, story up at Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Your kids belong to the state. She tweeted out, as FLOTUS, First Lady, that would be Michelle Obama, said, the choice in this election is about who will have the power to shape our children for the next 4 years of our life. And that's what Michelle Obama was saying. That was the essence of her speech about Hillary Clinton at the Democrat National Convention that I heard. The idea that it's going to be Hillary raising our kids. And Hillary has said this from the very beginning. You know, takes a village to raise your children. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It takes a loving parent or parents. Okay? And that's the true issue. Look at this story from Maryland. Schools ban thousands of students without government-mandated vaccinations. We already saw this happen in California. As the school year started, they said, you're not going to go to school. You're not going to be enrolled as a new student or go beyond the seventh grade if you don't have a vaccination record that pleases us. So we're going to tell you which vaccinations you have to take, and even more importantly, when and in what quantity you have to take them. We're going to schedule them in a cluster so that, you're going to have a reaction, basically, which is what happened. And, you know, when I look at Hillary Clinton saying, you know, your kids belong to the state, I absolutely agree. They do. You know, they tell us this all the time. The problem is they shouldn't. And the reason they do is because you put up with it. You, as parents, let them do this to your kids. Now, in California, they're saying that you're not even going to go to a private school. And presumably, somebody from California will correct me on that. I don't know if that includes homeschools, if they say that you're not, if they have a situation in California where you got to beg them for permission to educate your children at home. If it's that bad, folks, you just got to get out of there. But where are you going to go? Well, maybe Texas. Come here and fight it with us. In Maryland, students are required to receive vaccinations now for chickenpox, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, meningitis, etc. Thousands of students across the state are out of compliance with the demands of the state. Baltimore County barred hundreds of children from school this week after failing to meet a Tuesday deadline for required vaccinations. About 3,800 kids were without required vaccinations in Baltimore City, and this affects students in kindergarten, first, second grade, and then seventh through ninth grade. They have different schedules of immunization for the different levels of schooling. So, all these people who say this is essential, okay, what they're selling you is this whole nonsense of herd immunity. It doesn't hold up to logic. It doesn't hold up to science. We have seen and reported multiple times about people, outbreaks of diseases in areas where patient zero was vaccinated multiple times. All the people who got it had been vaccinated multiple times. We have pointed this out over and over again. Vaccines either work or they don't. If you take your vaccine and it works, you're fine. If it's safe and effective, you're fine. You don't have to worry about what I do or my family. And don't try to stick us when we don't want to be stuck, okay? And when you look at the rest of what's happening, let's go beyond the vaccines. Let's take a look at what's going on with the sexual indoctrination. As I pointed out before, you know, the in place of the parents. This has been going on. This has been a fight about what kids are going to be taught about sex and when they're going to be taught about it, who will teach them about it. So here we go to North Carolina. This is an article from North Carolina Civitas. Thanks to Carolina Plothound for putting this out. It's where I get news about North Carolina. The NCAA recently announced they will pull games from North Carolina due to that law, HB 2. And remember, that law was introduced by a convicted child sex offender. Okay? To say we're going to have transgender bathrooms. He says, so this guy who wrote the article or woman said, I thought I'd take a look at a couple of the locations that the NCAA thinks are more suitable than North Carolina for holding games, because they're going to, the NCAA is going to punish North Carolina by withholding games. So where could they go? Well, one of the places that they're going is U.S. Virgin Islands. And they have a law there where they don't ban discrimination or protection based on sexual orientation. Or you can go to the Bahamas Bowl that the NCAA is going to have, okay? And there, not only do they not have any protection for that, but same-sex marriage is illegal in the Bahamas. Yet the NCAA will go there and they will shut down the games in North Carolina. Why? Because they have to bring you to heel. They have to bring you to heel. They have to show you that they're going to tell your kids what they want, when they want, and manipulate them. We'll be right back.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nye. This last segment, September 16th, 2016. And as it's just pointed out to me by Alejandro, today is Mexico's Independence Day. They declared their independence in 1821. And then, of course, 15 years later, Texas declared its independence. The Texas province declared its independence. As a matter of fact, there was, I think, 9 provinces in Mexico that all declared their independence from Santa Ana because they didn't like a dictator. You know, once you start the ball rolling on freedom, it has a tendency to just keep going like that. And that really what was in play there. I thought it was interesting in the history of the English-speaking people. Winston Churchill, in talking about the American Revolution, said that our independence helped them to gain their independence from the king as well. It helped to establish Parliament as being the true government. So he said, our revolution actually made them freer as well. What we see now is galloping nationalism, galloping around the globe, people saying we're going to take back control of our country. So it's important to understand that as we look at that. And I've got some more news I want to go over in this last segment. But before we get back to that, I want to tell you how you can declare your independence. Your independence from the just-in-time delivery food chain that we all live at the mercy of. You know, whenever there is some kind of a natural disaster or something, the shelves clear out very quickly. I remember back in North Carolina, we used to have days when it would snow, and it wasn't a frequent occurrence. When that would happen, the shelves would empty out immediately. You couldn't get any milk. You couldn't get any bread. There were long lines everywhere, and you weren't going to get a resupply either. But that's just a snow day, even though the people knew it wasn't going to last for more than 2 or 3 days. A couple of times we had it last longer than that where we were just outside Raleigh, but most of the time it didn't last longer than that. But you need to protect yourself for natural disasters. You need to set up your independence, okay? It's not just as a state, but you and your family. And one of the ways that you can do that is to make sure that you have a supply on hand of food in case there was a serious natural disaster or a national disaster. Have that food set aside. You can get food, or InfoWars Select storable food, now at a discount, 30 to 40% off. It's not going to last much longer. We've already extended this a couple of times now. This is going to be ending very soon. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It has a shelf life of 25 years, non-GMO, the best ingredients, all made in the USA, all packaged in the USA. Take steps now for your independence, for your family's independence, to provide for yourselves. Take responsibility for your own life. Also, we have a sale on Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off. That will also be ending very, very soon. 20% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. As Tim Kennedy was saying when he was talking about his upcoming fight at Madison Square Gardens, he's found that to be transformational in his workout regime, and he's had a heavy workout. I think he said he had to lose 25 pounds in order to compete in this thing. And I'm looking at him as like, I wish I was that thin. I don't have, I don't see where he's got 25 pounds that he could easily lose, but he's going to do that. And one of the things that he really relies on is Super Male Vitality. He said he's found that to be very effective. You get it 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we're out of time. Just at the time, I was going to tell you about how the idea of liberty is forcing 18 girls into a single stall shower room. This is not in North Carolina. This is in Minnesota. As pointed out by the Heritage Foundation from the Daily Signal, this is a guy that is constantly going into the girls' locker room, a shower. He's twerking, grinding, and doing other sexually explicit actions. But the Obama administration, who thinks they own your children, is saying there's nothing you can do about it. There is. you can get your kids out of school. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Take control of yourself. Take control of your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.